Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Get your Bibles, and you might want to turn immediately to 2 Kings chapter 6. Now, we will not stay there, but that's where we're going to begin, because we are concluding a lesson, a Sunday school lesson we've been reading, about the prophet Elisha. Elisha is the prophet that followed Elijah. And we're reading about how that the king of Syria tried to capture Elisha and bring him captive so that he would stop aiding the king of Israel, and how that plan failed. This lesson was almost at a close when we ran out of time in our last class. Let me read to you the last short paragraph, and then a couple of little things attached at the end of this lesson. But the last paragraph of this Sunday school lesson said, "The warnings of Elisha to the king of Israel concerning the encampments and movements of the Syrians may be used to illustrate God's warnings to us against the temptations and operations of Satan." As Elisha told the king of Israel where the Syrians were and would attack him, so God tells us how Satan attacks us and where the danger is. Now, following that, there's this quote from John Bunyan. "He who runs from God in the morning will scarcely find him the rest of the day." And then there's this little rhyme. "Life is one continuous battle, never ended, never o'er, and the Christian's path to glory is a conflict evermore." With that, we look over to the next page, and we see the next Sunday school lesson in our little Sunday school book. This was a Sunday school lesson written for the Sundays of April the 27th, 1924. The lesson is about Amos and Hosea and their pleading for righteousness. Now, there's two texts, one from Amos and one from Hosea, in this Sunday school lesson. Let me read to you the one from Amos first. This is from Amos chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. "Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion, and to them that are secure in the mountain of Samaria, the notable men of the chief of the nations, to whom the house of Israel come. Pass ye unto Calneth and see, and from thence go ye to Hamath the great, then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are they better than these kingdoms? Or is their border greater than your border? Ye that put far away the evil day, that cause the seed of violence to come near, that lie upon beds of ivory, and stretcheth themselves upon their couches, and eat the lambs out of the flock, and the calves out of the midst of the stall. Ye that sing idle songs to the sound of the viol, and invent for themselves instruments of music, like David, that drink wine in bowls, and anoint themselves with the chief oils, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph." Now, the second reading is from the prophet Hosea, and we're going to be going back and forth between Amos and Hosea as we pursue these lessons. This also is from Hosea. This is Hosea chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, as the previous reading was Amos 6 and verse 1. And Hosea 6 and verse 1 through 6, we read, "Come, and let us return unto Jehovah, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he receive us. On the third day he will arise up with us, and we shall live before him. And let us know, let us follow on to know Jehovah. His going forth is sure as the morning. He will come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain that watereth the earth. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and the dew that goeth away early. Therefore have I hewn them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. For I desire goodness, not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is hate the evil and love the good and establish justice in the gate. Amos chapter 5 and verse 15. The devotional reading comes from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 13. Seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Jehovah, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, and giveth seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to Jehovah for a name and an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Now, as we turn back to our Sunday school lesson, we find these geographical notes. Tekoa was Amos' home. It was a town in the kingdom of Judah about 12 miles south of Jerusalem and about 6 miles south of Bethlehem. And then we read about Hamath. Well, that was a town in Syria. It was some distance north from Damascus on the river Orontes. From it, people were sent into Samaria after the downfall of the kingdom of Israel. In 2 Kings chapter 17 and verse 24, we read, "The king of Syria brought men from Babylon and from Cullath and from Ava and from Hamath and Sepharvaim and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof." We read about the Sea of Araba. That was the eastern arm of the Red Sea. The Araba was the valley extending from Mount Hermon to this sea. Except in Joshua 18:18, the Authorized Version calls this the plain. That was the valley where down read the river from the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, unto the Dead Sea. And then after that, that valley extends on across that desert all the way to the Red Sea and the Sea of Araba. So that's the Valley of Araba. Now let's read about Amos and his book. This lesson furnishes a fine opportunity for studying the books of Amos and Hosea. The book of Amos is direct and pointed and can soon be read through. Well, who was Amos, and why did he prophesy, and where and when did he prophesy? His name means burden. It is different from Amos, the father of Isaiah, that we read about in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 1. That name means strong. The names of Amos's parents are not given. He was not a subject of the kingdom of Israel, but he was sent there to prophesy. He was a true missionary. We read that he was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. In Amos chapter 1 and verse 1 we read, "The words of Amos, who was among the herdsmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Josiah, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And then we read in Amos 7, verses 14 through 16. Then answered Amos and said unto Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees, and Jehovah took me from following the flock. And Jehovah said unto me, Go prophesy unto my people Israel. Now therefore hear thou the word of Jehovah. And so we read that Amos kept a sycamore orchard. This sycamore tree is not like our sycamore. It was a fruit tree, whose fruit was something like the fig, but sweet and watery, and not very valuable. Amos was a humble man who made no pretensions to be a teacher and a leader. He was the author of the familiar saying, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son. He meant, as the margin states, that he was not one of the sons of the prophets. He'd never attended any of the schools of the prophets with a view of making a prophet. He was a righteous and God-fearing man who studied God's will and loved the truth and hated iniquity. He was moved by the Spirit of God to prophesy against other nations, and especially against Israel. He said, The Lord Jehovah hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? This is similar to Paul's expression, Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Amos 3 and verse 8, and 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 16. When Amos prophesied in Bethel the destruction of the king's house by the sword and the downfall of the kingdom, Amos 7, verses 7 through 11, Amaziah the priest of Bethel informed the king that Amos had conspired against him, and the land was not able to bear his words. He invited Amos to leave the country and return to Judah and prophesy there. It was then that Amos told Amaziah that he was not a prophet, nor one of the sons of the prophets, but God took him from following the flock and sent him to prophesy unto Israel. And then he foretold the downfall of Amaziah's family in Amos chapter 7:10 through 17. Amos prophesied during the reigns of Uzziah, king of Judah, and Jeroboam the second, son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. Amos chapter 1 and verse 1. The reigns of these kings is given in 2 Kings 14:23 to 15:12 and 2 Chronicles chapter 26. And the prophet Jonah preceded Amos, as we shall see. Joel, it is thought, belonged to this same period. I want to read that to you, and I know I'm not going to have time to finish, but we'll continue in the next class if we don't get through. I want to read 2 Kings chapter 14, beginning in verse 23. It says, In the 15th year of Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, began to reign in Samaria, and reigned 41 years. And he did that which is evil in the sight of Jehovah. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, wherewith he made Israel to sin. He restored the border of Israel from the entrance of Hamath and to the sea of Arba, according to the word of Jehovah, the God of Israel, which he spake by his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, who was of Gath-Hepher. For Jehovah saw the affliction of Israel, that it was very bitter. For there was none shut up nor left at large, neither was there any helper for Israel. And Jehovah said not that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, and all that he did in his might, how he warred, and how he recovered Damascus and Hamath, which had belonged to Judah for Israel, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jeroboam slept with his fathers, even with the kings of Israel, and Zechariah his son reigned in his stead.